playing in the historic district.
You guys all ready?
Okay.
Commissioner Gilman, you good to go?
I'm good to go, thank you.
All right. Good morning, everyone. It is 10:02 a.m. on Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. There is a quorum present. We are going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to item number three, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the agenda for the April 18th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to the agenda?
We do have two we would like to do. First one is to move item number 14 to immediately after number 12. This will take a proclamation out of the fire district agenda and put it on the county commissioner agenda. And then the second one is to continue number 9 to the May 2nd, 2023 Story County Commissioners meeting here at the courthouse. That is the strategic plan. This will provide two public postings.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last?
Yep, the second one is just to continue number 9.
Number 9. Gotcha. Yeah.
The first one is to move 14 to immediately after 12.
Yep. Noted that. And do we have a date for number 9?
No, it would be May 2nd, 2023.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there any public comment regarding the items on today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment. As a reminder, folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you're dialing in, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself. One more call. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Sure. I move to approve today's agenda with the two noted changes of moving item 14 directly after item 12. And continuing item 9 until our May 2nd, 2023 meeting here at the courthouse.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving along to item number 4 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
None, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the items on today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 5 is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. We're going to move right along to item number 6. This is discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we're going to kick things off today with the Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, Commissioners. Sheriff Collin, for the record. A couple of things. Deputies are out right now joining forces with other statewide agencies for distracted driving. So just a reminder for folks to not be distracted when driving. Don't use your cell phones when you're driving. Also, an event coming up that the Sheriff's Office is involved in is car seat safety check. We're partnering with the Story County Fire Department, Nevada State Police, REMSA, joining forces with other agencies, and the Ron Wood Family Center in Carson to do a car seat safety check. The dates for those events are May 13th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. down at Hillside Elementary School in Lockwood, and then May 27th from 9 to 2 up here at the Silverland in the parking lot. We're going to have free food and drinks, raffle prizes from Reno Aces, and you can meet with the first responders and say hi and join us for an event. And it's a good idea to get your car seats safety checked. That's all I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right, moving right along to the fire district.
No updates today.
All right. How about Public Works? Jason with us today? There he is.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Worsbicky for the record. We were able to open up Taylor Street to pedestrian traffic only, effective yesterday morning. While we're waiting on a permanent fix recommendation from the engineers, we're on track pretty good getting a permanent fix recommendation and be presenting that to you guys for your consideration here in the next meeting or two. And then as you guys see that, you know, we're just ongoing efforts dealing with potholes, drainage. It's going to be going on for a long time, so we appreciate everyone's patience. That's all I have at this point. I have a couple agenda items later on. I'm open to any questions you may have.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report, Jason.
Welcome, thank you.
All right, Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just a couple small items. One is the sinkhole in the ball field. We do have an engineer's recommended fix on that. I forwarded that up to the Director of Public Works. I'm not sure of a ETA on that. Other item is Station 72 work is going to be underway this week, so you'll see some activity out there with the break in weather. And I'm working with various other staff on lots of other projects, and you'll see some estimates and proposals forthwith. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No questions, Mike. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that update.
Thanks, sir.
Communications, also known as dispatch, Becky Parsons.
Hi, Becky Parsons for the records. We have no updates. We are currently down one person. That's about it.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Moving right along to the Business Development Director, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. Honey and I have some really fabulous news this morning, and so we wanted to stand up here as a team to make the announcement. As most people know, we work very closely as a team, particularly when it comes to the federal funding that the county is receiving. This morning, we received word on what our congressional members have chosen for their projects that they will be supporting for the 2024 community project funding, otherwise known as appropriations. So we are very excited. For the 2023 appropriations that we're working on now, we submitted six projects, we received three. For the 2024, we submitted six projects, and four have been approved by the congressional members and are moving on to the next step. Congressman Amaday chose the Gold Hill Collection System project for $2.5 million. Senators Rosen and Cortez Masto, they chose four projects. The Comstock Historic District Pedestrian Walkway Safety Upgrades, $1 million. Excuse me. Sheriff, you need to hear this. So the other two projects are the McCarran Sheriff's Office Substation, $450,000. Story County Public Safety Complex, which is a new sheriff's office and jail, $7 million. So that's a total of $10.95 million. Now, it still has to go through the federal budget process. Those amounts could change. That is what we requested. But the fact that those four projects have been selected by the congressional members, they have now submitted them to the committees that will handle those projects, is huge. And we're just so excited. It was great to wake up to that. We also want to thank the Porter Group. Obviously, the Porter Group works very closely with us. They help guide us through this process, and they were an integral part in this process. We will keep you posted as things move through the federal budget. It's moving a lot quicker this year than it did last year, but we still have a long way to go. And again, it needs to move through the budget. I'm confident those four projects, because that's what the congressional members have chosen, that's what they will support and push for. I'm confident in those four projects. The amounts might change a little bit, so we'll keep you posted. As we've mentioned, we're going to talk about these a lot in these public meetings as we go through this process, because part of that grant application process is to show that we have talked about them publicly. So Honey actually goes back through the commissioner meeting minutes and pulls out where we can show that we've publicly talked about these. So, you know, I also want to say how proud I am of Honey and how the amazing work that she is doing with these federal grants. If these go through, next year she's going to be handling 7 federal grants at once. That is a lot. The bureaucracy that goes along with these is a huge responsibility. So I just want to say, as I'm standing with her, how proud I am of her. Do you have anything to add to that before I go to emergency management?
I did just want to say one thing about the money potentially changing the price of what we could get. Not that it will happen, but last year when they changed what we requested, they gave us more than we requested. So it wasn't like they took away from what we wanted. They actually gave us more. So that's something to look forward to as well.
Yeah. Okay. Good news. Okay. Emergency management grants. So I'm currently finishing up 2 emergency management grants. Both of them are from the State Emergency Response Commission. And this is what we talk about, our local emergency planning committee. Those grants go, part of that committee is those grants that go through the State Emergency Response Commission. So I just submitted the CERC OPTI grant, which is Operations Planning, Training, and Equipment. This, for the past several years, has been $25,000. This year, it was bumped up to $30,000. So with that, we're going to be purchasing hazardous materials response equipment for the Fire Protection District. And this has been submitted. Our other grant through emergency management is the United We Stand grant. In previous years, this has been $32,000. This year, it was bumped up to $38,000. So this grant is specifically for response to terrorism. So I'm just thrilled to be working with the Sheriff's Department and submitting this for equipment that the Sheriff's Department can then purchase to help respond to any terrorism threats. And that is the end of my report.
A very wonderful report today, Laura. Good job to both you and Honey for working to secure that money for us. So I know you guys are out there, maybe not even sleeping at times, trying to get this done. So thank you very much.
Well, we figure with, you know, almost $11 million, we can just, like, go home for the rest of the year.
Right? There's definitely a couple gold stars on the list. So nicely done. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Laura?
I'll just echo your comments. I'm so proud of this team. And, you know, we're turning a corner here financially that is so rewarding for Story County. And I hope that all the folks out there that are living in the county and our residents are aware of what a wonderful job this little team is doing. Thank you for that report, Honey. I so appreciate that. That's all I got. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I'll just add my thanks and say it's a good thing that the national capital is in Washington and not in Hawaii or Alaska, because you wouldn't get this news first thing in the morning and trail in towards the end of the day. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you again. All right. I think we've seen this face before. Community Relations, Honey Menifee.
Good morning, Honey Menifee, for the record. A couple more things about this year's current grants that we're working on for the appropriations. So we have two of the projects that are going through the USDA, and one of the projects is going through HUD. And the requirements and the guidelines for getting these applications submitted are wildly different. The HUD has far more in-depth and strict guidelines, and their application process is quite lengthy. So, but I got word yesterday that they have accepted our initial application package. So that is now being moved on to the main assistant director. I can't remember her actual title from HUD. I'm sorry about that. So that's very good news because the money has already been awarded, but we won't be obligated the funds until our whole application is approved. So that was a huge step with HUD getting just that initial part to go through. So that is very happy. The USDA team is coming on Monday, the 24th, and they are going to visit both sites, the Fire Station 71 and the fairgrounds. They have approved both of the environmental phase one has been done on the fire station, and they're actually approving that. But what they have approved for the fairgrounds, Mike, all of a sudden my mind went a little blank. We're still working with Far West to get the preliminary architectural design portion done. It was the fire station that they also approved the initial environmental apart from the phase one. So things are moving quickly, as far as things can allow. But that is very good. USDA is super easy to work with. So anytime we've had any issue whatsoever, they have come in, because we kind of started the design for some projects before we were awarded this. So they have been great with working with us with what we have already had going. And because none of the RFQ, we didn't get any respondents for the request for qualifications for either project. They've been really good with working with who we, you know, would have gone with had we not had to go up to RFQ. So those projects are moving along. I want to say quickly, but it feels like very slowly. And I know for the people waiting for them, it feels slow. But that is the end of my report.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Honey at this time?
No, thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Again, good job to you and Laura. Emergency Management, Mike Bullion.
He's out today.
Oh.
But he doesn't have anything. I'm going to speak on his behalf.
Okay. How about the VCTC?
Good morning. Thank you. Tom Tuttle, Tourism Commission. Just an update on the events that's gone on. We had the daddy-daughter celebration on Saturday, which was a completely sold-out crowd, over 450 in attendance to that. We now need to consider expanding it. A very, very positive response from both the merchants and the individuals in attendance about how that went overall. And we're quite proud of the way it expanded with it. We also have a small windfall that came in with Carson City. Carson City was part of the 3D grant program. They put together the Mark Twain Days, and with that, they thought an integral part of that was to have a Mark Twain train. And so on Friday, we will have the Twain train arriving here in Virginia City, loaded with 250 guests and people here to experience all that Samuel Clemens and slash Mark Twain contributed to Virginia City with us. So an expectation of that event expanding and growing as Mark Twain Days continues to grow in Carson, but it should be effective up here with our county also. The Grand Prix, of course, will be April 29th and the 30th, expecting a strong turnout. That one has also expanded quite a bit. And, of course, the Chili Cook-Off on May 20th through the 21st. Again, we have additional chili cookers that would like to attend. We're trying to find space for them. So a very positive response on all of these events that are beginning to grow and expand with us. So we're expecting quite a bit. Also, a big thank you to Jason for getting that pedestrian walkway from C Street down to D Street. It makes a big difference. Just watching yesterday, the number of people that use that corridor to get down to St. Mary's is really important to us. So we appreciate it. Any questions?
Thanks, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Todd?
No, thank you, Todd.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. No questions either.
Thank you.
Comptroller's Office.
Comptroller? Thank you this time. Thank you.
All right. How about the Assessor's Office? Is she with us today? All right. How about Planning Department, Kathy Canfield?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. How about the Recorder's Office, Drew?
Good morning, Drew McPherson, Recorder's Office. Just an update, we have our recording software now completely in the cloud, so that project is done. Everything went really smoothly, and we're just really happy to have now a secure system. So that's it.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the IT department.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. We have AT&T in the building this morning putting in a new switch fiber line, which will save us about $400 a month on our main fiber internet line. So got some savings there. And I want to give a thanks out to the sheriff and Assistant Sheriff Kern for communicating their needs for the new Lockwood to try substation move. We're way ahead of the game on that and already got contacts with the state to move the fingerprint machine and all their infrastructure. So it's just been a pleasure to work with them. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Appreciate the update. How about Human Resources?
Good morning, Mitzi Carter, HR Director, for the record. I just wanted to touch on, we're in our open enrollment period for the health insurance and the Aflac life support or supplemental insurance. Excuse me, the period of the open enrollment will be from yesterday the 17th through Wednesday, April 26th. It's very important to get the changes done by the 26th so the changes can be adjusted to payroll to be effective on May 1st. excuse me, if you're not making any changes this year, nothing is needed. Everything will transfer over, will be transparent to you. And so there are no changes to the medical coverage for the 2023 year plan. No changes to the medical plan options are still with Cigna. Dental coverage is moving back to Cigna, but benefits are going to stay the same, but effective 5/1/23, they will be under Cigna and no longer under Kansas City Life. There are no changes to the vision or the life insurance coverage. There will be two virtual meetings by Zoom, one today, this afternoon at 2 p.m. and tomorrow at 10 a.m. and that's April 19th at 10 a.m. There will also be one in-person meeting for both active and retirees in the Slammer on Friday the 21st at 10 a.m. And I've sent out links, but if anybody needs me to resend them out, please reach out to me and I will certainly do that. I've also sent out the summaries of all the plans along with what the costs are for the buy-up plans. I believe that's all I have for now. Do you have any questions for me?
Thanks, Mitzi. Commissioner Goodman, do you have any questions for Mitzi?
I have no questions, Misty. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update.
You're welcome.
Moving right on to community development, Pete Renault.
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault for the record, Community Development Director. Mine's more of a maybe public